in his service to accompany with David. Before we were studying about Jonathan gave everything, his rod, his armor, but he could not give shoes. Shoes speaks of walking. So we will see further. So if Jonathan continued to walk with David or not. And we will also learn by not walking with David what are the things he loses, like fellowship, security. He could not win the battle. He lost the power to stand against the enemy. So we will learn something from the life of Jonathan, from his family. May the God help us.
Let's read the portions before us. In this session, 1 Samuel chapter 20. Starting at verse 16. 1 Samuel 20, verse 16. So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, "Let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies." And Jonathan caused David to swear again, because he loved him. For he loved him as he loved his own soul. If you keep your finger in there, and we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Second Epistle, Corinthians, chapter 1 and verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. And then in Numbers 23. Keeping your finger in 1 Samuel 20. Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent, hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? And then we go back to 1 Samuel chapter 20, and reading a few verses there. 1 Samuel chapter 20. Read first verse 18. Then Jonathan said to David, "Tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seat will be empty." Further down the chapter, verse 30. Then Saul's anger was kindled against Jonathan, and he said unto him, "Thou son of the perverse, rebellious woman, do not I know that thou hast chosen the son of Jesse to thine own confusion and unto the confusion of thy mother's nakedness? For as long as the son of Jesse liveth upon the ground, thou shalt not be established, nor thy kingdom. Wherefore now send and fetch him unto me, for he shall surely die." And Jonathan answered Saul his father, and said unto him, "Wherefore shall he be slain? What hath he done?" And Saul cast a javelin at him to smite him, whereby Jonathan knew that it was determined of his father to slay David. So Jonathan arose from the table in fierce anger, and did eat no meat the second day of the month, for he was grieved for David, because his father had done him shame. And then the last two verses of this same chapter 20, verses 41 and 42. And as soon as the lad was gone, David arose out of a place toward the south and fell on his face to the ground and bowed himself three times. And they kissed one another and wept one with another until David exceeded. And Jonathan said to David, "Go in peace, for as much as we have sworn both of us in the name of the Lord, saying, 'The Lord be between me and thee, and between my seed and thy seed forever.'" And he arose and departed, and Jonathan went into the city. Thus far.